Chapter 4. In Hiding. Hiding has become quite an everyday word. Anne Frank's Diary, May 2nd, 1943. Anne Frank and her family were among 25,000 Jews who went into hiding during the German occupation of the Netherlands. People hid wherever they could, in towns or in the country. Jews in hiding were completely dependent upon the people who hid them. Many of these helpers were members of the resistance, people working secretly against the Nazis. And the families they hid had to keep moving to new hiding places to ensure that they were not betrayed or discovered. Anne and her family were lucky. The people who hid them were old friends, and they tried their best to make things as easy as possible for the people in their care. Anne often wrote about the helpers in her diary. "Never have we heard one word of the burden which we certainly must be to them. Never has one of them complained about all the trouble we cause. They all come upstairs every day, talk to the men about business and politics, to the women about food and wartime difficulties, and about newspapers and books with the children. They put on the brightest possible faces, bring flowers and presents for birthdays and bank holidays, are always ready to help, and do all they can." In all, 8 people hid in the secret annex. Anne and her family, the Van Pelses, and, from November 1942, the dentist, Fritz Pfeffer. They had to be extremely careful that no one else, apart from their helpers, knew they were there. The door to the secret annex was concealed by a special book.